We've all been making plans for Nigel. And by they I mean the ornithologists. They live in houses made of bricks and glass. Nigel lives alone at the edge of a cliff. The bird banders fill binders and books with his biography. They note his habits and record his squawks on dictaphones. Meanwhile, Nigel wonders, why don't they ever ask me? I could tell them there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. Scientists published papers and secured some grants to repopulate Nigel's future neighborhood with a concrete caster named Carl. They concocted a plan, but they couldn't have predicted Nigel's commitment to bachelorhood. Called to the concrete colony by a cassette, Nigel noticed the other birds didn't fly or flap around. He remembered an old French peacock had told him hell is other birds. Thought, well, this is just the kind of place I'd like to settle down. He felt badly for the dumb scientists. Himself he was no bird brain, and his heart was huge. So he chose a concrete mate, and he built her a nest. He figured it was what they wanted him to do. Nigel did most of the talking, but he was used to that. Usually they just sat there and stared out to sea. When he died, Carl carved Nigel's tiny tombstone's epitaph. Here lies Nigel the Gannet, alone but never lonely.